Shalom Aleichem. We left off in Hilchot Shabbos. I think we didn't discuss Reish Ayin Ches. I mean, Reish Ayin Ches is just one line. The Mishnah in Ramam Ablikin says, Mechabes Anem Neshuvim Historim Im Teilistim. One of the Melachas is Mechabe. If a person is Mechabes Anem, it says, Gemara says, "Patur muter." That if you have a chayla sheish b'sakana, and in order to revive, in order to keep them alive, you have to blow out the candle. So it's permissible. Without being mechal shabbos, a chayla sheish b'sakana. But for chayla sheim b'sakana, there's no heter to blow out the candle. So that's what the mechaber writes one line. He's quoting the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed. Mutar l'chabes anem et sheish and achodu sheish b'sakan. Achodu sheim b'sakan is not allowed to. So the Meiri is bothered with a kasha on that daf, on daf lamed, that the Gemara says in Shabbos daf gimel amud aleph, Shmuel, the Gemara quotes Shmuel, whenever it says in the Mishnah, it's a 24 prokin in Masechu Shabbos. Whenever it says in Mishnah, it's pater, means pater aval aser. It's also with the Rabbanon, except for three cases. Bamehani klas the pater amuta. The three cases that are pater amuta. So one of them is Seiras Nochash. Seiras Nochash is on Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. It says, Achsod Nochash, Shelo Yishochenu. Says it's pater. And Shmuel says that it's pater amuta. Why is it pater amuta? So the Gemara explains on Kuv Zayin on the base that there's a machlekes Reb Yuda and Reb Shimon regarding melacha shein tzricha legufa, whether that's an isa deraisa and isa derabbanan, and most of the Rishonim paskan like Reb Shimon. The melacha shein tzvicha legufa is only the Rabbanan, the Rambam and the Balamor, Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda. What exactly is a melacha shein tzvicha legufa? That's a major question, Rashi and Taisus. That's a major machlokes. Taisus has the famous beaver. Taisus has such a long arichas, they present it as if they destroyed Rashi Shita. They didn't destroy Rashi Shita, a lot of Rishonim hold like Rashi. But Taisus presents it as if they completely rejected Rashi. What is the Tosfos? Here's a gigantic Tosfos on Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. The very big Tosfos, Reb Shimon Poter. The Tosfos presents it that has nothing to do with the Machlokes Rabbi Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon holds Melacha Shein Tzvicha Leguf is only the Rabbanon. Has nothing to do with Misakan and Mekalkal, totally unrelated. Tosfos says that all the malachas are derived from the Mishkan. That's how the Gemara says the first daf in Bava Kama, that base on Aleph. Ach tahavi b'mishkan chashiva kor liyav, ach tahavi b'mishkan chashiva kor liyitoldo. And in the Mishkan, each one of the lamates ochs malachas was done in order to lead up to a certain purpose. So if you do the malacha for the purpose why it was done in the Mishkan, let's say they cut off wool. They sheared off wool from the animal gozes. They sheared off wool in order to use the wool, in order to make begadim, bigde kuna, and the begadim that covered all the clay hamishkan. But if a person cuts off fingernails, or he cuts off hair and he throws it out, he's not going to use the thing that he cuts off from the body. That's gozes, but that's malacha shein tzvicha leguf. That's how Tosfos learns. And when you do haitzah, so you're doing Hatzor because you want to use the object in the other. Where was Hatzor in the Mishkan? People gave donations for the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we have enough, so they stopped bringing. But Kozman that they needed, so people were donating. They were donating everything, so they were bringing it to the people who were collecting it. They were going to use it in the other location. They're not going to use it. I have the Zohar Kesef in my home and I'm not doing anything with it. I'm going to bring it to those in charge of the Asiyas HaMishkan, they're going to use it over there. So if you, let's say a person doesn't empty out his pockets, he walks around on Shabbos with things in his pocket, he's doing Hotzor, but he doesn't need, he has his credit cards, he has money in his pocket, he has the keys, the car keys. He's not going to use the car keys today. He's not going to use the credit card. He's not going to use the money. He's not going to use it in the new location. So Tosfos said that's called Melacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. He's carrying something, but he's not carrying it to use it in the new location. That's what in the Mishkan they carry things in order to do a Hishtamshus with it in the new location. Every Melacha is like that. Let's say Kotzer. They would harvest things from the ground. Let's say they would cut off vegetables from the ground in order to use the dye, in order to use the dye from the vegetables to dye the Bigdei Kuna and the Bigdei Hasrad and so on. What if a person is practicing, he wants to work, he wants to move there itself to work on a kibbutz, and he goes on Hachshara here in America and just practices pulling things off the ground and then he throws it in the garbage. He's not going to use it for anything. So Tosfos said, that's a Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. Every Malacha you have to see, all the lamentas of his malachas. How were they involved in Asiyas HaMishkan? And the only time it'll be a malacha derais on Shabbos if you do it for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. That's Tosfos' pshat. And they disagree with Rashi. Rashi has a totally different pshat. Rashi learns that, a totally different pshat, that there's a din, malachas machshevas asotor, if you do a malacha bekilkul, so that you're not chayv. Not only if you do a malacha bekilkul, let's say you're mochek, I have something written, and I erase what's written, and I have nothing. So mochek is kilkul, unless it's mochek amanas lichtov. If he erases something in order that he'll have empty space to write something significant, empty space, mochek amanas lichtov is, well, let's say soser. So soser, a person knocks down a building, so soser is mekalkul. But if he says amanas livnos, he knocks down the building, and he'll build a fancier building over there. A skyscraper, it was just a little hut, and he knocks it down, going to build a whole apartment building. So Sosra Amanas Livnais, that's Misakin, and Sosra alone is Mekalkel. So Rashi holds not only rice from the Gemara, not only Mekalkel is Potter, if you did a Kilkel, like Sosra, or like Mochek, or like Korea, Amanas Litvar is Misakin. Korea Stam, he rips a bacon and he throws it in the garbage. That's Mekalkel. So not only is Mekalkel Potter, you learn that from the Pasuk Malachas Malshevis. Malachas Malshevis, the Gemara points out, doesn't say by Shabbos. Malachas Malshevis says by the Asiyas HaMishkan. But you learn out from that Pasuk that just like the Malachas HaMishkan was to accomplish something positive, something wonderful to make a Mishkan, so too by Shabbos, it's only labeled as a Malacha if you accomplish something. So let's say a person does Malacha, it's not Mekalkel, but it's not Misakin either. So then you're not Chayiv. You're only Chayiv if the Malacha accomplishes something. So the Machlokes, Rashi learned, the Machlokes of Yudah Reb Shimon by Malacha Shein Tzvich L'Gufa is like this. There's a situation that's bad, and it's going from bad to worse. If you don't do something to intervene, it'll just get worse. Let's say someone died, and the body is going to decompose, and it's going to be smelly in the house. So I take the body out that the house shouldn't get all smelly. But I didn't really accomplish anything. I didn't make the situation better. I just prevented it from further deteriorating. I prevented it from getting worse, but I didn't accomplish something positive. Or for example, let's say a person is bleeding, or a person has something oozing out of his body and his clothing is going to get all stained. So he wears something, or let's say a person, Rav Soloveitchik's mashal, a person has an expensive hat, and it's raining outside, so the hat is going to get ruined from the rain. So he puts on a plastic cover on the hat. The plastic cover is not a beged. People don't walk in the street just with a plastic cover without a hat. The plastic cover is solely for the purpose of protecting the hat, that it shouldn't get ruined. But not that he's not really using the plastic cover in a new location. Just prevents the hat from getting ruined. So the Gemara considers that, or let's say the person is bleeding or something oozing from the body, he doesn't want his clothing to get stained. So he wears some plastic garment on his body to prevent the clothing from getting stained. So that's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. He did a malacha of hoitzoa to prevent the situation from going from bad to worse. So Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion, you have accomplished something. You prevented it from getting worse. And Rabbi Shimon holds, no, that's a negative accomplishment. You have to have that you improved the situation, that it got better. Just preventing it from getting worse is not, that's not a positive accomplishment. So that's the, so there's a din of malacha shen tzvich l'gufa, and it's a machlek is how you define it. In Shulchan Aruch, they usually assume, like Taisus, that you have to judge every malacha by the Mishkan. Every time they did the malacha in the Mishkan, it was done for a certain purpose, for a certain accomplishment. So if you do the malacha on Shabbos for such a similar accomplishment, then it's called the malach. Otherwise, it's not called the malach. So the question is, atzad nachash. In the Mishkan, they would do tzedah, they would trap animals in order to shech the animals, in order to use the animals. What if you trap atzad nachash alo yishachenu? So the Mishnah says that you potter. So the Gemara says, why is it potter? It goes like Rav Shimon, the malachash and tzvich al-gufa, potter ala. He's doing the tzedah not for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, Hatzad nachash alo yishachenu is one of the three exceptions to the rule. Shmuel says, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, on the top of the Amud, that whenever the Mishnayis and all the 24 prokim in Shabbos, whenever the Mishnayis say potter, it always has a connotation potter avalaser, with three exceptions to the rule. And one of them is tzedas nachash. The tzedas nachash on kub zayin Amud Aleph, it's the beginning of the parak, parak shmaina shvatzim. So it says, tzedas nachash is potter. So the Gemara says, Pater Amutter. Why? Because it's Malacha Shem Tzvich Gufa, and since he's a Mitztayer, so Mamakam Tzara L'Gazabe Rabban. What does it mean? Mitztayer, he's afraid the Nochash is going to bite him. If he's afraid the Nochash is going to bite him, and it's going to be a Sakonis Nefosh, it's a poisonous snake, so then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Mamish with a Malacha Deraisa. There's not a Chiddush. It means he's afraid he's going to become a Chayla Sheim Bo Sakon. So we have kulas by Chodesh Em Sakana. We have a whole list of kulas. So one of the kulas, the Gemara interprets the Mishnah here. One of the kulas is not only is there a kula if the person is already a Chodesh Em Sakana, he wants to heal himself, he wants to prevent himself from becoming a Chodesh Em Sakana. Let's say one of the kulas is Amir Le Nachri is Muta B'Makam Chodesh Em Sakana. That's on Daf Kuf Chav Tes. So Shulchan Aruch, they quote that when the German government put the Maharam Rutenberg in prison, he didn't violate anything. They had no reason to put him in prison, just wanted to hold up the Jewish community for the ransom money. They know the Jews had a lot of money, so they wanted to extort the money. So they said they're going to hold the Maharam in prison until the Jews put up the money. So the Maharam said that they're not allowed to free him. That's a Mishnah in Gittin. And put him as a shrimp, yes, they demand him. If they ask him the going rate, there used to be a slave market. So if they ask him the going rate for a slave, so then the community should put up the money. But if they're asking an exorbitant amount of money, yes, they demand him, then you're not allowed to give the money. So the government, the Goyish government, was hoping that the Jews would reconsider and they'll change their mind and they will put up the money. So they were very nice to the Maharam Rutenberg. He didn't violate anything. So every day the Talmidim came, the Rosh and the others, the Marchai, he used to come and he used to give a shear for them. On Shabbos also he gave a shear. So when it would be chilly, on the weekdays when it would be chilly, the Talmidim would make a fire in the furnace. They didn't want him to get sick. On Shabbos when it would be chilly, they're not allowed to make a fire. It's a malacha. So they would ask the guard, the prison guards, so the prison guard, Amir al-Nachar, his mutter, b'makam chol Hashem b'sakon. So you see, not only the Mechaber quotes this, the whole story with the Maharam Rutenberg, because the Maharam Rutenberg said, "Hakol chol emetzah hatzina." If it's cold, then you're really afraid that someone's going to get sick. So that's the halacha that b'makam chol Hashem b'sakon, Amir al-Nachri is mutter. Not only if he already is a chol Hashem b'sakon, you want to heal him, you want to prevent him from becoming a chol Hashem b'sakon. So it's also mutter. So here it's also like that. He's afraid the snake is going to bite him. Hatzad nachash shelo yishachenu. He's trapping the nachash that the nachash shouldn't bite him. If the nachash is going to bite him, he's going to become a chol she'ein b'sakon. Not going to become a chol she'esh b'sakon. Chol she'esh b'sakon is nothing to discuss. Of course, it's we allow Malacha shein tzricha legufa b'makom. The Meiri is bothered with the kasha and daf lamed. By Auerbach, who was from Yerushalayim. So he quotes this Meiri. The Meiri is bothered with the kasha. The Malacha tzricha legufa. Do we ask everyone to please mute themselves? Making noise. Everyone to please. Thank you. No. So the Gemara says that if you blow out a candle and you're going to use the pechom, that's mechabe tzricha legufa. If you blow out the candle, you're not going to use the pechom. You have logs. And you extinguish the flame, and you're not going to use the charcoal. So if you're not going to use the charcoal, then mechabez and malacha shein tzricha leguf. So why does the Gemara to the Meiri is bothered with a kasha? Why does the Gemara say, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, it's only muta to extinguish the fire if the fellow is a chodesh eish b'sakana. But if it's a chodesh eish b'sakana, then it's muta. Why? But it's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa, so it should really be mutter. Malacha shein tzvicha legufa. The Gemara says, "Atzad nachas shaloi shachenu." The Gemara Kuv Zayin on the basis, "Atzad nachas shaloi shachenu." Is say the ain tzvicha legufa. He's not going to use the nachas. She just wants the nachas shouldn't bite him. But that's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa, so it's mutter because he's preventing himself from becoming a choyle shein or sakana. So it says b'feirish that it's mutter. Why shouldn't it be mutter over here? So I say the Mishnah Berura quotes that kasha also. Why should it be mutter? Because it's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. So the Meiri has three different suggestions, and the Meirbina raises the question: which one of the suggestions should be passed in light? Because the Meiri says that sometimes a malacha shein tzvicha legufa is mutter. I thought maybe you can give, in addition to the three answers the Meiri gives, technical answers. I thought there's perhaps another answer as well. Maybe there should be a difference between an av malacha shein tzvicha legufa and a tolda ein tzvicha legufa, because we started this man when we started Hilchos Shabbos. So we started with the dinim of shin chav ches, the dinim of sakana, sofek sakana, dinim of chodesh shein sakana. So Shulchan Aruch quoted four different opinions: what's mutter, what's aser. Then the Mechaber writes Halacha Kedeya Hashlishis. He says we should pass on like the third opinion. So the third opinion that he quoted was the Ramban from the Sefer Torah Sakhadam, who made a distinction. Hey, where was this? The Mechaber quoted four different opinions, says we should pass like the third opinion. So the third opinion was the Ramban and Torah Sa'adim, who says that there's a difference between a Malacha Midirabbanan and a Gzeira Midirabbanan. Let's say an example of, maybe it's not such a good example. Let's say a person is a writer, he writes with the left hand. So he's doing Ksiva. But it's kalach hayad. So since we learn out from the pasuk malachas mashebes, says by the Mishkan, so Hilchos Shabbos also, it's only if it's kedarka, if it's kalach hayad, so it's not a malacha. But over there, his mom is doing a malacha. So that's a malacha. It could be that's a malacha midirabban. As opposed to, let's say a person takes medication on Shabbos. So they made a gzera derabbanan, prohibiting swallowing pills on Shabbos. Why? It's gzera shem yishachik samamanim. He may grind up, he may violate tochen. You're going to say a person swallows a pill is in violation of tochen midirabbanan. He's not doing any tchina. Well, let's say you're not allowed to climb on a tree, you're not allowed to lean on a tree, because gzera shem yachtach zmora. If he breaks off a branch, that'll be kotzer. So you're not allowed to lean on a tree, it's gzera. So we're going to say whoever leans on a tree, whoever sits on a tree is in violation of kotzer. He didn't do any ktsira at all. It's a gzera shema yovel ledei ktsira. So that's what the Ramban says. If a person, let's say a person plays music, on Shabbos, to play mashmiya kol, to play a musical instrument, is asim the rabbanon because of exeris shem isak and klishir. He may hear that it's off key, and he may forget. He may get so carried away, forget that it's Shabbos, and I'll violate a malacha of misak and mona. So what are you going to say? The fellow's playing the piano; he's in violation of misak and mona, but it's not broken. He didn't do any malacha. Just exeris that it may lead to that. So that's what the Ramban says. If something is only a gzeire, then b'mokam cholish em b'sakani emeku. If something is a malachim the Rabbanan, then we don't allow it. I'll take, for example, the Gemara says, we really paskan, ein disha ele b'gidule karka, adosh. Disha is a malacha. So disha menator is only by gidule karka. So Tosha's shita is that when you milk a cow, it's a malacha of disha, but a Tosis assumes that a cow is not gidule karka. A cow is not a vegetable; doesn't grow from the ground. So some Rishonim say it is called gidule karka because it feeds off the grass. But if you don't accept that opinion, Tosis assumes that a cow is not gidule karka. So Tosis asks Akasha that the Gemara says that if you have a chayla and he needs the doctor say he needs warm milk immediately. So he should drink directly from the udder of the animal, that it should be Ayyidei Shinoi. So Tais asks, in order to make it into a Derabbanan. So Tais asks, why do you have to do Ayyidei Shinoi to make it a Derabbanan? And it's a Derabbanan anyway, because Ein Disha Ela B'Gidule Karka. The cow is not Gidule Karka. So some Rishonim Taka say it is Mutter. Some Rishonim want to say that Gemara goes with the Mandamar Yesh Disha Filu Shelo B'Gidule Karka. But whenever you do, whenever you're milking a cow, since we paskin that a cow is not, we would hold the cow is not gidule karka, so the ready would be muta. And the Ramban holds, no, that's not true. Even though minatar ain't disha to be gidule karka, but with the Rabbanon it is disha, so it's a malachim with the Rabbanon. So you're not making on a malachim with the Rabbanon for a chayil shem b'sakana. But if you do disha shelo b'gidule karka and it's kalach hayad, you're drinking the milk directly, so that's a shvuz de shvuz. So shvuz de shvuz when nekel, b'makam choy l'shem sakon. But to do a malach med rabbanan, that you're not nekel. That's the Ramban shita. You're not nekel on a malach med rabbanan for choy l'shem sakon. You only nekel on exera de rabban. So they have a few examples in the Gemara. So the Gemara says someone, let's say, is a choy l'shem bo sakon. He's a chodesh em sakana, and the doctor says if he'll sleep, he needs a lot of sleep, but he has insomnia, he can't fall asleep. So the Gemara says you're permitted to play soft music on the piano on Shabbos. Mashmiya kol is mutter for a chodesh em sakana, that he should fall if you think that'll help him fall asleep, and by falling asleep he will heal. The choli will get better. So why is it mutter? The answer is because playing music is not a malacha even with the Rabbanan. It's a playing music is a gzeir the Rabbanan. Gzeir Shemi is Akim Kleshir. So gzeir is a mutter, but makam chayil Hashem is Akon. Let's say applying medication. So we say in Shulchan Aruch, not everybody agrees, Mishkan HaSeankiv disagreed, but the Psak HaMekubal in Shulchan Aruch is not like the Mishkan HaSeankiv. If you have a chayil Hashem bo Sakana, he's permitted to take medication on Shabbat. Chayil Hashem Sakana means the person. If a person is a bari with a mechaj bialma, he's basically healthy, but he has a little bit aches and pains. That's when you have the xeris refu, you're not allowed to take medication. Shema yishachik samaman. But if the person has a condition, he can't function normally, nowhere near a sakana, but he's unable to function normally, he doesn't have an appetite, he can't sleep, he can't concentrate, splitting headache, whatever, he can't function normally, so then he's allowed to take medication. Mishkan Sankib has a rife in the Gemara, he disagrees with that. But that's what it says in the Mishnah Brura, that a Chodesh Em B'Sakana is permitted to take medication. Why? So the Ramban says, because that's only a Gzeirah. That's not even a Malacha Medraban, it's a Gzeirah Shema. So L'Chairah over here, if you do a Malacha She'ein Sricha L'Gufa, would you consider, and we pass on like Reb Shimon, that it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So what kind of an Issa D'Rabbanan is it? Is that a Malacha Medraban or is that a Gzeirah Medraban? So there's room to distinguish between, it could well be that they should make a difference between an av malocha and a tolda. That a person is mechabe. So mechabe is mamish the malocha, except that he's not going to use the pecham. So that's ein tzricha legufa. So that's a malachim of the rabban. So malachim of the rabbanon, you're not mekel by choy l'shem b'sakana. But if you have a different kind of an ein tzricha legufa, let's say you're doing a tolda ein tzricha legufa. If you're doing a malacha, that's not even the av. It's only a tolda. So the only reason why it's a malacha is because it's done. The others were in the mishkan. Ach David mishkan chashiv ekor liag. Whatever activity was an important activity in Yisias HaMishkan, that's called an amalacha. Whatever is similar, done for the same tachlis, is called a tolda. But what if you're doing something that was not in the Mishkan, but is done for the same tachlis, but you're usually done for the same tachlis, but now you're doing it not for the same tachlis. You're doing it atzad nachas shelo yishachenu. Atzad nachas shelo yishachenu. So then, if you do a tolda, ein tzvich al-gufa, so there's no reason in the world that it should be called a malacha at all. That's only the Torah's gzeira. So it could be that the Meiri doesn't give this answer. It could be that we have to distinguish between all of the various examples of Melacha Shein Tzvich HaLegufa. Some of them would be considered a Melacha Midirabana, and those we would not be Matir, but Makam Chayla Shein Misakana. And some of them are considered a Gzeira Midirabana, and whatever is only a Gzeira, we would be Mekal. Take for example, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person has a cold, and the doctors say, in order to get better on Shabbos, he has to take a hot bath. He has to sit in a hot bath. So you're not allowed to turn on the hot water. That's bishul. So I'll ask a goy to turn on the hot water. So amir v'lanachar is mutta b'makam chol Hashem sakon. That's a gemara. So then Rabbi Kiveger asked the kasha, what does it help? You're going to do amir v'lanachar, but then the Jewish patient is going to sit in the bathtub. So that he's going to do himself, he's going to sit in the bathtub. So no, the patient is going to be in violation of Rechitza B'chamin. So Rechitza B'chamin is also Midrabban. Rabbi Kiveger answers, yep, but Rechitza B'chamin is just a gzera. It's gzera's habalonim. Because the bathhouse attendants in the days of the Tanaim are not the most observant people. So they would claim that they arranged the bathhouse in such a way that the water was heated on Erev Shabbos, and it wasn't true. They were heating up the water on Shabbos. So the Chachamim made it gzera. No one's allowed to bathe in hot water on Shabbos, even if the hot water was heated up before Shabbos. They said, fill a bathtub with hot, burning hot water on Erev Shabbos. I'm going to take a hot bath. By the time I'll take the bath on Friday night, it'll cool down. It'll be reasonable. So you're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos. So that's only a gzera. That's not a malacha with the Rabban. So to turn on the hot water, that's bishul, that's a malacha. That's a real malacha. So that you need amir liyakim to be mata that on behalf of the chayla. But to take the bath, that's not a malacha, that's only a gzera. Gzera sabalanim. So that would, the Rebbe Kiveger says, that would make alam on behalf of the chayla shem sakana. We allow one to violate the gzeras. So that's important. The sin of reishayin ches is important. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, Daf Lamed, that l'chabas ha-saneh b'shvil l'chayla she'ishan potter ha-mutter. Potter Ramuter is only if he's a Chodesh Eishba, Chodesh Emesakana, it's not Mutter. And that's the question, why not? It should have been Mutter because it's a Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. He's doing the Kibui and he's not going to use the Pecham. So the Meiri had a few suggestions, and the Imre Bina was Mesupik, which of the suggestions we should accept. And there's room to develop another suggestion that there are different kinds of Ein Tzvicha Legufas. Possibility, but it's not this left out over here. That's what Dimri Bina raised the issue. Mishnah Berurah also doesn't have so much on the topic here. Yeah, we were discussing Reishayin Tes last week. Reishayin Tes, we spoke a lot. If you have a candlestick that you didn't light in on Shabbos, sometimes your people have extra lichter, so they use it as a takshit that beautifies their dining room. So you can't say it's not a bus, it's a davar aser. The candlestick is only bus davar aser if there's a shalelis. Hanach le'ner shemen epsila. The cup is the ner, and the shemen is the oil, and the psila is the wick. So the Gemara says hanach le'ner shemen epsila al ben aser bus is davar aser. It's a bus for the shalhevis. So the shalhevis is a dvar mukta on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're permitted to light from an already existing light. The Rabbanan, you're not allowed to strike a match. But if you're not striking a match, there already is a fire, and you want to transfer the fire to another thing, so that's mutter if it's the tzarch You're allowed to. But on Shabbos, you can't use the flame at all. You can use the light, you can use the heat that comes out from the light, but you can't use the flame itself. So the flame itself, the shalevis itself, is going to be mukta. So the ner shem and the psilo will all be abosses. But if you have a lichta that you didn't bench licht and you didn't like candles, so it was not abosses, so then the Shulchan Aruch says that then it will only be, that's in Sivav, then it will only be a klisha malach d'liyasa. They said that was a machla. Why is it a klisha malach d'liyasa? You light the candles on the candlestick. It's a kli. If you have a pen or a pencil, so you, that's a klisha malach d'liyasa, so you use this to do a malacha. But over here, you use the candlestick to hold a candle. It's miyuchet to serve as a basis. So that was a machlekes. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like pesus, that a candlestick that you didn't light in has the status of a klisha malach d'liyasa, so you're only permitted to use it. But if you did light in it, then it becomes a bus. So we said it only becomes a bus is something only become if it's a bus is davar asa the davar hamuter. Then the Gemara says it depends which is more important. If the davar hamuter is more important than the davar asa, then it doesn't become buses. It doesn't become a bus. And the Gemara also says it only becomes a bus if it was meniach, the person left it there on purpose. Let's say he forgot. Let's say there's a table in the Beis Medrash and somebody left a dollar on the table. There's nothing else on the whole table. There's no svarim on the table, no food on the table, nothing. Someone left a dollar on the table. So the table, it's shocheach, it's not meniach. So the Gemara says, if it's shocheach, the table does not become a basis of davaros, only meniach. And it has to be meniach midah. So that's why if I put a dvar mukta, I'm a guest in your home and you give me my own room, and then in the middle of Shabbos you realize that you need a table there, and I put my wallet on that table on Erev Shabbos when I was getting ready. Yeah, I left my wallet on the table. So the rule is ein ana mosa dovish ein shaloi. Taisus says if you're cooking fleishiks and I come and I pour in milk and I make it bas b'cholav, so Taisus writes in Yevamos you can't say ein ana mosa dovish ein shaloi. Even if the milk would leak in by itself, it would become bas b'cholav. But whenever you need dasa adam to ask for something, since basas davarasa depends on miniach midas, so my das can't relate. I'm not a balabas to kovea the status of your table. So even though I was miniach, I put my wallet on your table on Erev Shabbos, planning to leave there all Shabbos, but I have no right to designate your table as a basas. So that's why the din is that you cannot make it into a bus. Okay. We discussed a lot in Simei Reish Ayin Tes. Reish Pei, we spoke a little bit last week, okay. Reish Pei Aleph, the Ramah speaks about the significance of singing Zmiris on Shabbos. Zmiris in the davening and Zmiris by the table. So that she pointed out, someone said it's a Tshuvas HaRosh. I didn't look enough, I never found it. But Rav Soloveitchik said that reciting Zmiris, singing or reciting Zmiris on Shabbos is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Because the Rambam says that it's not enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's not enough just to say, today is Shabbos. You have to say the uniqueness of Shabbos, that Shabbos is different. You have to say Shevach Hayom. You have to say the praises of the day. Yom Zeh Mechubad. He's saying how important Shabbos is. It's different from the other days of the week. So singing the Zmiris is a hemshech of the kiyum of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush, you have to say that Shabbos is different from the other day. So that's a significance. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, it's nice to be marich the tefillah, but sometimes the chazan is going to sing so long that the people won't get home and they won't be able to make kiddush till after chatzos. So that's not right. On Shabbos, you're not about to observe a tainus. So strictly speaking, a tainus is if you fasted the whole day. But the Mishnah says in Maseches Tainus, I think it's the third parak. So the Mishnah says, let's say the Bezdim is going to tainus because there's no rain. And then in the middle of the day, it starts to rain. So you no longer need the tainus. It's so much rain, the whole problem is solved. So do the people have to fast till the end of the day or not? So there's a machlekes hatanon. So the first Tana says, if it started to rain before Hanetzach Hama, then the Tanis didn't even begin. But if they already fasted a little bit after sunrise, and then the rain comes, so then they have to finish the rest of the day. We don't paskin like the Tana Kama, we paskin like the next Tana. That it depends if they were fasting till Chatzais, and the rain only comes after Chatzais. So that's called Hascholos Tainus. So since it's Chilu, so then they even though the rain came in the afternoon, and you no longer need the Tfilas, the problem was Termi Krov on the Ene before we even offered the Tfilas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the rain. But still, since it's Chilu, since they started the fast till Chatzais, so they should complete the Tanis. But if the rain came before Chatzais, so before Chatzais, you're just having a late breakfast. You didn't even have a Hascholos Tainus. So that's what the Bali Atosis came up with such a Chumrah on Shabbos. Not only is it Medina de Gemara, you're not allowed to fast the whole day on Shabbos, if you don't eat anything until Chatzais, that's called a Hascholos Tainus. So that's also not proper. So you have to make sure that you start eating before Chatzais. So some people are afraid if they're going to a bar mitzvah or something and they don't want to eat there, they're going to have to walk back home. It's going to take a long time. So if they're afraid that they may not be able to make Kiddush till after Chatzais, so they have a drink of water before Shachris. You're not allowed to eat the banana. You're not allowed to eat food before Shachris. But water is a machlokes, a water with nekel. We allow people to drink water before Shachris. So strictly speaking, that takes off the chashash. Rabbi Yashi recommended that more correct is that you should, it's not enough to drink water. More correct is that you shouldn't rely on that. You should really see to it that you make Kiddush and you eat something before Chatzos. But if you have no choice, then you have to rely on the water. So the Mikradin, the water is enough. So that was in Simen Resh Pei Aleph. Then the Ramor writes a mimic that on Shabbos in the Parsha in the Chumash it says you should bring the Tamish al Shachar Baboiker. So Kevesel Chatas Baboiker, Kevesel Shene Tasa Ben Haboim. So Boiker means early in the morning. On Shabbos it doesn't say the Musaf should be brought, it doesn't say Boiker, it says Yom HaShabbos Nechlas Manishan Tmimim. So Bayoim sounds like it's Me'uchar, it's a little later. So that's what the Ramor says the minig is. That we're ma'achrim yosef lava the beis haknesses mi bechol. That's the Ramon Resh Peyala. You start davening a little later than on the weekends. You have to make sure that you don't miss the zman kriyashma and the zman tefillah. But the meaning is that you daven a little later because in the chumash it says v'yoyim haShabbos as opposed to the tamid shel shachar that's described baboika. Then Simen Resh Pei Beis is a famous Simen, the Dinim of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Yeah. So the Bach has a suggestion, and really the Ritva has this idea, that that perhaps Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos is a mitzvah men HaTorah. Why? The Gemara points out that you have to have on Yom Tov. The Gemara points out there's a contradiction between the two psukim describing how one observes Yom Tov. So one pasuk says Atzeres Lashem Alakecha, one pasuk says Atzeres Tia Lachem. So is it Lachem or is it Lashem Alakecha? So you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim says and there is no Kosev HaShlishi Sheachri Ebeinayim. So we know there's a Midrash out there in the Drash Hizbaim if you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim Zezeh Sheva Kosev HaShlishi. What if there is no Kosev HaShlishi? Just have Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim. So that's a machlokes here. So Rab Lezer ben Hurkanes has a machlokes for Rabbi Yeshua. It's in Beitza, it's in Psochim. So Rab Lezer says, whenever you have a conflict between two psukim, and we have no Kosev HaShlishi Sheachriya, so the Mida is that it means that it's optional. Either you do A or B. Either you do one or the other. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and he says, no. You make your own compromise, even though there is no Kosev HaShlishi Sheachriya, so you make your own Hachrom. So the Gemara says, on Shabbos, even Rab Lezer agrees, you can't decide to make the whole day Lashem, only to daven and only to learn the whole day, because it says, in the Novi, it says, the Karasa of the Shabbos Onik, the Kedosh HaShem Mechuban. So on Shabbos, you certainly have to have a little more food than on the weekdays. On the weekdays, you're just going to have Cheerios or Wheaties for breakfast. On Shabbos, you have to have a more elaborate meal, because Karasa du Shabbos Einig means something more than Wheaties, something more than a tuna fish sandwich or something like that. The simple reading, so the whole Machlokes of Lezer Mishul is only on Yom Tov. Simple reading of the Gemara is that the din of Kibud V'Yonig that's learned out from the Pasuk in Yeshaya only applies to Shabbos, does not apply to Yom Tov. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes that there are four mitzvahs on Shabbos, two mitzvahs that say in Chumash, Zocha V'Shomer. Shomer means not to do Malacha, that's a Shomer Shabbos. Zocha means to recite Kiddush. And then there are two mitzvahs, Shenisparshu Agdei Hanavim. You have Kibud V'Yonig. And then the Rambam writes that just like on Shabbos you have all four mitzvahs, Yom Tov is also called Shabbos, Yom Tov Mashabsis Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Yisfartim Lachamim Mochas HaShabbos, you start counting Sphere, not from a Sunday, the day after Shabbos Bereshis, Saturday is called Shabbos Bereshis in the Gemara. You don't always start counting Sphere on a Sunday. Mimachas HaShabbos means you count Sphere the first day Chol Hamoed Pesach. So Yom Tov Pesach is referred to as Shabbos. And the Rambam says, since all the Yomim Tovim are referred to in the Chumash as a Shabbos, so all the four mitzvahs on Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov. So the Beis Halevi points out, and the Kali Masechta also points out, that the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish that Kibud V'Yonig only applies to Shabbos, doesn't carry over to Yom Tov. The Rambam somehow won. The Rambam became more famous. Everybody assumes that just like on Shabbos there's Kibud V'Yonig, on Yom Tov there's also Kibud V'Yonig. That's a problem. How did Rambam deal with that Gemara? It's beferish. Anyway, such a similar machlekes that Yosef Engel, I think, points out. Such a similar machlekes to Reb Lezer of Yeshua here. How do you deal with Shnei Ksuvim HaMekrishim? Says that there is no Kosov HaShlishi Shachriya. It appears such a similar machlekes. It appears machlekes HaTanami and Brochas on Laman Hamid Beis. In the first daf in Ketzel Mevorchim on Laman Hamid Beis. The Gemara says, the one Pasuk says, this Pasuk is supposed to learn all day and all night. The other Pasuk says, you have to work, you have to make a living. So how can it be Hagisa by Yom Valayla? So we paskin, that's like over here, we paskin Chalkeyim. Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Lechem. There is no course of Ashlishi Shachriya. So we make the compromise on our own. So we say, Hanig by Minig Derech Eretz. You have to earn, you have to make a parnasa. Yeah? And in the free time that you have, when you're not making a parnasa, then you should try to learn Ragisa Bayam Valayla in the free time. But if you need to make a parnasa, it's self-understood that you can't learn at that time. So that's the way we paskin, just like we paskin here, Chalkeh, Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Hashem. Over there, it's also like that. And the other time it says, no, Rabbi Yechem Ezakai, I think, no. I think Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says, Hanei Ben Min Derech Eretz. Shimon Bar Yochai says that this mantra is mitzvah shamakim. Then you fulfill the pasuk v'hagisa v'yom v'loyla. Who's going to make the parnasa? The nochem will be working for us. The nochem will do the work. And this mantra is mitzvah shamakim. So then the other pasuk applies. But he doesn't want to make a chalkeil. He doesn't hold from that. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Beis Ha'Oitzer. That this topic, Shnei Ksuvim HaKrishim, says that there is no Kosova Shlishi Shechriya B'neim. What's the Mida that you employ over here? So he says it's a Machlekes HaTanayim in two places. In both places, we paskin that you make your own Hachra. Chalkeo Chetzel Hashem Chetzel Lachem, even on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, even Reb Lezer agrees that it's Chalkeo because of the Pasuk Karos of the Shabbos Onim. But on Yom Tov is where the Machlekes is. So on Yom Tov, the Gemara says that on you can't apply the rule of Esei Decha Lo Esei on Yom Tov. That's a person wants to burn Noiser on Yom Tov. He wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Sreifas Noiser. So the Gemara says you can't say the Esei of Sreifas Noiser should be Decha de Lo Esei of Yom Tov. The Gemara gives two reasons. So Rav Ashi says that the reason why is because Yom Tov is Esei de Lo Esei. Ein Esei Decha Lo Esei de Esei. Esei is only Decha Lois essay, but an essay can't be dech another essay. Gemara says on the last stop in Chulin, why can't an essay be dech another essay? Because my own mehay essay. Why should the essay of, let's say, Sreifas Kachin Why should you think that that essay is Mohammed and the essay of Yantin? So the Minhas Chinuch quotes every 75 pages, he throws in a sheet of Mukovetzes and Ksubis, that when you say, Ein essay Deicha essay, it means an essay can be Deicha Akiyum essay. But an essay can be Deicha an Isser essay. If you have a lav, Abam, Echlal, I'll say, if an essay is Deicha lav, even though lav has Malkus, an essay is certainly Deicha an Isser essay, that doesn't even have Malkus, an Isser. So if you have a kiyum essay, then you say, Ein essay, dech essay, mayom mehay essay, mehay essay. So the Gemara says that not doing malach on yantav is both an essay and a lois essay, and the essay means that it's a kiyum essay. So you mekayim an essay, b'shei baltas. Usually you lay tefillin, you mekayim an essay. You say kriyashma, you listen to kirshofi, you do something. Bekum b'yaseh, here, you just abstain from malach. And Harei Kiyum Mitzvah Saseh. It's a Kiyum Aseh. It's not just an Iser Aseh. There's an opinion in the Rishonim that this Chinuch, Haktanim, is only on Mitzvahs, not on Isurim. You're not Mechuyev to be, because there's a contradiction. On the one hand, you have Mishnais and Gemara that there's a din of Chinuch on Haktanim before Bar Mitzvah, that they're Rabbanon. On the other hand, the Gemara has in the end of Yavam, it's a Berk Cherish, Kotner, Leilis, Ben Bezim, Mitzvah, Rishai, the Kotner can eat Trefus. And Bezen is not mechuyev to prevent them from eating the treifas. So what happened to the chiyev chinuch or the rishonim ask? So there's a big split, a big machlokes of rishonim. What's the answer to the kash? So here for the rishonim answer, the chinuch is only on mitzvah saseh, because the mitzvah saseh, even though the child is a la bar chiyuva, he's a kotan, he's a la bar das, la bar chiyuva, but there is a concept of ein mitzvah v'yos. Just like women volunteer to listen to tkiyah shofar. Women volunteer to shake a lulav. So ketanim, it makes sense that a ketan can volunteer to observe a mitzvah, even though he's an ein mitzvah. There's a concept of ein mitzvah, yes. But it doesn't make sense, ein mitzvah, yes. It doesn't make any sense on a lois essay. It's, I'm not a kohen, and I'll volunteer not to be metam of the mason. What did I accomplish? If you're not a kohen, so you don't accomplish anything. On a mitzvah, there's a concept of ein mitzvah, yes. On an isa, there's no concept. So that's what half of the rishonim say, that chinuch is only on mitzvahs. And the other half of the Rishonim say, no, chinuch is only on the parents. Kot naichon de velas in bezdin mitzvah mafrisha. Bezdin ba'acherim are not mechuyev to be mechanach the child. That's not their responsibility. But the parents have to prevent the child from eating the nevela. Kot naichon de velas, bezdin is not mitzvah mafrisha, but aviv is mitzvah mafrisha. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch has a simit about that. So the Shulchan Aruch is machmer in both directions. So it says the parents, machmer for the both opinions. So it says the parents, yes, in Shin Mem Gimel is a simit about chinuch for ketanim. So the parents have a chiyuv to prevent the child from eating the vela. Kot neich on the benes, ein bezim mitzvah mafrisha, but the parents do have a chinuch. But if you say it like that answer, then it should come out that acherim don't have a chiyuv chinuch at all. It got to be someone else's child, even on a mitzvah essay. So the mechaber is machmer for that sheet also. That with respect to mitzvah essay, everyone has to see to it. Not only the parents, everyone has to see to it that the child should be mekayim the mitzvah essay. So there's a question. According to Efa the Rishonim, the din of chinuch only applies when to be mechanech ketanim is only on a mitzvah, but there's no chinuch on averus. So there's a mishnah in the end of Yuma: you mechanech the ketanim if the children are healthy. If they're skinny and they're undernourished, so you don't look for trouble. So you don't have them fast. But fasting on Yom Kippur, if the child, the American children are usually overweight. That's the American national sickness is obesity. Everybody's fat in America. So a child in America, 2 years before bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, they should fast the whole day. And 2 years before, they should really fast half a day. There's chinuch for fasting. So the Rishonim ask a question, why is that chinuch? But eating on Yom Kippur is an avera. So half of the Rishonim hold, there's no chinuch. You're not mechuyev to be mechanach the child not to do an avera. So they say, no, fasting on Yom Kippur is a lois essay. If you eat on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says a makas, to get Malkus. And if you fast on Yom Kippur, the Rambam writes, I raise a Kiyam Mitzvah Saseh. Same thing, it's a Kiyam Saseh by his non-activity, by not doing Malachis, I raise a Kiyam Saseh. He's Mekayim the essay of Shabbos and Shavuos. Same thing on Yom Kippur. We say, Sreifas Noiser is not Decha Yom Kippur, because Zayin Esed Decha Lo Esed the essay. It means that it's a Kiyam Saseh. It's not, if it's only an Iser Saseh, so the Minchas Chinuch quotes such a sheet in Mekubetzes and Ksubis, that just like Esed Decha Lo Esed, it's a Kal V'chomer, Esed Decha an Iser essay. When the Gemara says, Ein Esed Decha essay, because Mayom Mehai essay. Mehai essay, that's the last half in Chulin. The last time in Alf and Kulang, Mar says, Mayom Mehai Yese, Mehai Yese means an essay can be Decha another Kiyum essay, but an essay can be Decha an Iser essay. That's what the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the sheet in Mekubetzes. So the, we assume that on fasting on Yom Kippur, there's a Kiyam essay. Abstaining from Malach on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a Kiyam essay. What else? The Nazir doesn't drink wine. Gadol Peres HaRosh, he doesn't take Yerkar HaRezi Kiyam Mitzvah Saseh. Even though he's not doing anything, Bikum B'Yaseh, he's watching himself that he doesn't take a haircut. The Nazir is not allowed to take a haircut. God of Paris HaRosha, that's a Kiyam HaSeh, even though he's not doing anything to Kumbi HaSeh. So the Ritva raises an issue. How is that, let's say, Shabbos and Shavuos? How is that a Kiyam HaSeh? You're not doing anything, you're just abstaining from Malacha. What kind of a Kiyam HaSeh is that? So the Ritva understands that you have to do something to Kumbi HaSeh to be considered a Kiyam HaSeh. So what do you have to do? So he says, maybe Kriyas HaTorah, maybe Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos and Yom Tov is a din deraisa for the Kiyam HaSeh of Shabbos and Shavuos. Just abstaining from Malacha, maybe that's not enough to be considered a Kiyam HaSeh. Maybe that would only be an Iser HaSeh. But he suggests, and then the Bach also thought of that, so the Bach also has such a suggestion, maybe Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe that's a Kiyam HaSeh. The Ramban HaChumash has it, the Ramban HaChumash, how does he say? Mikra Kodesh. How do you translate the word Mikra Kodesh? So the Ramban on Chumash writes, Ele Krui Ho'eda. Krui Ho'eda means these are the people who gathered together whenever Tzorchei Tzibur had to be taken care of. So the Nesiim are the Krui Ho'eda, those who are Misas from Yachad to take care of Tzorchei Tzibur. So the Ramban says, Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage. We should all gather together, Ramban HaChumash writes, we should all gather together for Kriyas, for Tefillah B'Tzibur and Talmud Torah B'Tzibur. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we should have Kriya B'Tzibur, Talmud Torah B'Tzibur. The Beis Yosef quotes this Ramban in Hilchas Pesach, where the Shulchan Aruch writes the Nusach HaTefillah, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch writes the Nusach HaTefillah. So the Beis Yosef writes, he has the impression that the Mesadre HaTefillah, whoever composed the Nusach HaTefillah that we say, the fact that we say Mikra Kodesh, if Mikra Kodesh just means Isa Malacha, like it says in the Gemara, Mikra Kodesh Isa Malacha, so why do you mention that in the davening? So the Beis Yosef thinks the Misadri HaTfila, either Danshek Nesagdala, whoever composed this Nusach HaTfila, Titanlonim, Mikra Kodesh, they must have assumed, like the Ramban, that reciting Tfilas on Shabbos and Yom Tov is the Kiyam of Mikra Kodesh. Because otherwise, why do they put that phrase? If the phrase Mikra Kodesh just means Isa Malacha, so why did they insert that into the Tefillah? Must be that the phrase Mikra Kodesh has something to do with davening. So the Ramban said, that's what it means, a day of holy assemblage. We have to gather together to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur and to have Talmud Torah B'Tzibur, to have Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yeah. That's a shaila. The Prima Godim comments on that Beis Yosef in Hilchus Pesach. He writes that the common practice used to be on Leil Shavuos. A lot of people stayed up, but then the older people would go to sleep. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, they would go to sleep, and then we'd go to the later minyan. By the time it comes the end of the night, only the younger people stayed up. So when the Hashkama Minyan Davins was seeking, the first early Minyan on Shavuos morning, so there are going to be some adults who are clearly bar mitzvah, and most of the people in the Minyan
will be people who are just barely bar mitzvah. And it's a question, but again, the dinim deraisa, the Magen Avraham says, the Gemara says in Masechas Nida, there's chazaka de Rava. Rava says, kol shehigil lechlal shanim, higil lechlal simon. If a girl is already 12 years old, or a boy is already 13 years old, so they probably have shtei saris. Chazaka de Rava, chazaka means a ruba de leisekamon. They probably have shtei saris. In order to be bar mitzvah, it's not enough that the girl is 12 and the boy is 13. You have to have shanim visimon. You have to have shtei saris. So we usually assume that there is shtei saris. So the Gemara says, but to be allowed to do chalitza, let's say my brother was married and he died leaving no children. I have no brother. So let's say I have a brother and the brother died, he was married, leaves no children, I have to do chalitza. So the Gemara says, commenting on the pasuk, it says, after you do chalitza, all the people say, kocha yasa l'ish, asher l'yivnas beisochim. So the Gemara darshan is the ish prat l'kotten, that if the brother is doing chalitza, is not yet by mitzvah, he can't do chalitza. You have to make sure that he's a godel, that he's an ish. He's already a bar mitzvah. Kotten can't do chalitza. And then the Mishnah says, makshina nisha liish, that the Yavama also has to be a gedolah. But that's a question whether that's the Raisa de Rabbanan, makshina nisha liish. Taisus has two opinions. Is that the Raisa de Rabbanan? And sometimes if you have the big shas on top, maybe there's room to be mekel on the isha, on the Yavama. But on the Yavam, that's a real din. The Raisa has to be a gedolah. So the Gemara says, even though there's a chazok in the Rav, they're called Shigil Achval Shanim, Yigilil Achval Simanim. So the boy, the surviving brother, is already 13 years old. She probably has Shtei Saris. The Gemara says, but you should be Boidik. Since Chalitza is a serious thing, you have to be Boidik. The Bezin should check to make sure that he has Shtei Saris. So the Magen Avraham in two places writes about this. In one place he writes it's only by chalitza, it's a dovish of the erba, serious thing, my loss of the yuchsin. And the other place the Magen Avraham writes that for all dinim deraisa you should be machmed to be boidik. For all dinim deraisa you should be machmed. So the Prima Gadim raises the issue. Prima Gadim understood that the Beis Yosef quoted this Ramban al Torah, that Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage, that every tefillah on Yontif and Shabbos has to be a tefillah b'tzibra. The Ramban never said that. One can say, Mikra Kodesh, the community should organize a tefillah b'tzibra, but I have to daven tefillah b'tzibra. Maybe you're not mechuyvim. Maybe the fact that the second minyan is going to be a tefillah b'tzibra is enough. It's a chavis atzibra to have a tefillah b'tzibra. Or maybe there's a din you have to have at least one tefillah b'tzibra on Yontif. So the Prima Gadim holds not so. He thinks that even though everybody daven Ma'ariv and Shul on Leil Yom Tov, that was a tefillah b'tzibra. You had a lot of adults there, people with beards, for sure they have shtei saris. If the beard is growing, so you certainly have shtei saris on the Eilu HaErva. Maybe it's enough if you daven one tefillah b'tzibra. Who says you need all? So the Prima Gadim assumes no. According to this, the Yosef, the Shein Ramban, all the tefillahs on Yom Tov have to be tefillah b'tzibra. And according to them, one day in the Magen Avraham, there are two different Magen Avrahams in two different places. The Netziv talks about the stira. The Netziv and the Meshav of Dabar and his tshuva talks about the stira in the Magen Avraham. That in one place, the Magen Avraham comments on that Gemara in Nida, in Perek Basimin, that you only have to be Bodik for Chalitza because it's in Yana Yuchsin and Dabar Shabierva. The other place, the Magen Avraham writes, you have to check, you have to be Bodik for Simonim, for all Dinim Deraisim. So that's a shaila whether the Kriyas HaTorah on Yontif, Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibah and Tefillah B'tzibah, is it really a din deraisa? And you have to have you have to check to make sure that you have a minyan. That's a question. That's a chiddush to say. So the Bach has that chiddush, that Kriyas HaTorah, the Bach and the Ritva, based on this Ramban al HaTorah, that Tefillah B'tzibah could be a din deraisa. Yeah. How many aliyahs do you give? So the Gemara says you never have less than three aliyahs. There's a machlekes hatanoim. If the misakan a tainus on a day other than Sheni v'chamishi. Sheni v'chamishi, Monday or Thursday, you have kriyas atara, three aliyahs. What if there's a tainus, shuvasa b'tamas, tisha b'av, whatever, on a different day? So there's one opinion in the tanoim that you only give one aliyah. And that one aliyah says the haftarah. And we don't pass like that. We pass and give three aliyahs. Why one aliyah? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because the ikir takona on the tainus, if it's sheni v'chamishi, so you need three aliyahs by shachris. But if it's not sheni v'chamishi, so the kriyas haftarah is only because it's a tainus. On the tainus, the main thing is to lay the hafera, because the Nevi'im give tochacha and musa. But you can't lay Navi without first laying in Chumash. If you're going to learn from Navi without learning from the Chumash, you're giving Chashivas to the Navi equal to the Chashivas of the Sefer Torah. That's not proper. So that's what the Gemara says. Amakta ben Navi, the one who gets Haftarah, he's going to say the Haftarah from the Navi. He has to Tzach Shikha Batarah Tchila. So one Tana is of the opinion, so you only, the Iker creates Haftarah on a Tana Sibur is the Haftarah. So you need one Aliyah to be allowed to say the Haftarah, that one person. But we don't pass like that. We pass, you can never have Kriyas Batar less than three Aliyahs. So on Shedim HaChamish, you have three Aliyahs. On Atayna Sipi, you have three Aliyahs. And on Chanukah and Purim, you have three Aliyahs. If it's Rosh Chodesh HaChalam Boy, the day has already a Mikzah's Kedusha Sayyim. Chanukah and Purim is only with the Rabbanos, you can't talk about a Kedusha Sayyim. But on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed has a partial Kedusha Sayyim, so because the day is more important, so you give four Aliyahs. Yom Tov is a higher level than Chol HaMoed, obviously, so you give five Aliyahs. Then Shabbos and Yom Kippur are higher, but there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, which one should have six Aliyahs and which one should have seven Aliyahs. So Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Shabbos should have six Aliyahs and Yom Kippur should have seven Aliyahs, and we don't follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion in Megillah. We follow Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that Shabbos has seven aliyahs, Shabbos on top, and Yom Kippur is six aliyahs. That's the way we paskin. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, you give three aliyahs, four aliyahs, five aliyahs, six aliyahs, seven aliyahs, shai. Then it says, and you're permitted to make oisofis. If it's a day that you only give three aliyahs or four aliyahs, you're not allowed to make oisofis. Because people are mishum bitul malach, people have to go to work. Even on Chol HaMoed, you give four aliyahs, but a lot of people are allowed to go to work on Chol HaMoed, Dov HaOved. So a lot of people go to work. But on Rosh Chodesh also, people go to work, even though the four aliyahs got to go to work. So you're not allowed to make yourself. And the Shaila is, what about Yom Tov? Yom Tov and Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So the Ran has a chiddush, the Ran on the Rif has a chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it over here. The Ramah quotes in a Reish Pei Beis, the Ran on the Rif and Megillah has a chiddush that Shabbos is the top of the list according to the way we pass on the Rabbi Shmuel. Shabbos is seven aliyahs, and Kippur is six, and Yom Tov is five. So Shabbos you're permitted to make Chaysophis. But if you're going to make Chaysophis on Yom Tov, to give six aliyahs, you're giving Yom Tov the Chashivas like Yom Kippur. So you're Pogeya in the cover of Yom Kippur. If you're going to give Chaysophis on Yom Kippur, you're giving Yom Kippur seven aliyahs, that's only supposed to be on Shabbos. So again, the covenant of Shabbos, but Shabbos is the top of the list. So you can make another 10 aliyahs if you want. You can only make Chaysophis on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we really don't paskin like the Ran. Mikra Adin, we paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you're permitted, you're not allowed to make Chaysophis on a day that is Bitul Malach. Bitul Malach is Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Hashenei v'chamishit is Bitul Malach, and the Tainus Tzibud is Bitul Malach. And on Chol HaMoed is Dabar HaAveid. So there's also Bitul Malacha. But on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and Shabbos, no Bitul Malacha. So you make all the Haysophis you want. How do we see that Rabbi Natam holds this? Because the Gemara had a machloikis on Meiroim, where the mafta oil of the minyan ha-kruim, or mafta is not oil of the minyan ha-kruim. When the Chachomim instituted the takana of maftir, someone should say maftir, does that mean on Shabbos there are seven aliyahs, and the seventh aliyah says the maftir. On Yom Tov there are six aliyahs, and the sixth alatar says the maftir. So that's a machlokes amoraim, where the maftir oyla the minyan akruim, where you have to have seven aliyahs without the maftir. So how do we paskin la halacha? So there's a stira. On a tiny sibur, we don't give three aliyahs plus maftir. The third oyla alatar is the maftir. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, we give maftir as a separate aliyah in addition to the five aliyahs of Yom Tov, in addition to the six aliyahs of Yom Kippur, in addition to the seven aliyahs of Shabbos, give maftir as an additional aliyah. So how are we paskening over here? So that's a machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbeinu, I think, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Tosis alludes to it a little bit, but they don't quote the whole story. You look in the other Rishonim, those are real quotes. So Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that Mikra Adin, we pasken that the maftir is not oila l'minyan hakruin. It's not oila. Hakamana Taina Tzibur? Why don't you give four aliyas? So they don't quote an answer. So remember, Rav Soloveitchik said, no, the answer is that one Tana was of the opinion that if the Tainis Tzibur falls out on a day other than Sheni V'Chamishi, you only give one aliyah. Because on a Tainis Tzibur, you're only interested in laning the Haftarah. But you can, because the Haftarah, the Navi gives Tachacha. So the whole purpose of a Tainis Tzibur is to give Tachacha, to give Musa. But you can, Hamakta Banovitzah, Shikabatara Tchilo, you can't give Chashivas to the Navi the same level of Chashivas as the Sefer Torah. So whoever is going to say Makhtar has to say a little bit from the Sefer Torah. So one Tana is of the opinion, so Maspika, you give one Aliyah. Well, you need it. You don't want to give any, you're not interested in giving any Aliyahs. You just want to learn from the Haftarah. But you can't give a Haftarah, you can't have someone learn Haftarah from another unless he's going to learn from the Sefer Torah. So just give one Aliyah and that's enough. So we really hold like that Tana, but we hold you can never have Kriyas Haftarah less than three aliyahs. So that's why we give three aliyahs. But to say that you need three aliyahs plus maftir, no, the whole purpose of the whole Kriyas HaTorah was it to enable you to say the Haftarah. So on Tana Tziba, for sure, the maftir is other than Minyan HaKruy. That's how the Rabbein Ephraim holds. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, in Yom Kippur, the Iker Adin we pass the maftir is not other than Minyan HaKruy. So we have not accepted that opinion. We pass him like Tosis B'Shem the Rabbein Adam. Rabbi Natan is quoted by Tosfos in Megillah is disagreeing, and they don't quote what the Rabbi Ephraim said. Every so often, Rabbi Natan has a disagreement with the Rabbi Ephraim. So this is one of the machlokes. So we really paskin the maftir is other than minyan kruy. So on Shabbos, you really don't need seven aliyahs plus maftir. You can have the shvi can be the maftir. So Rabbi Natan says, but since there was a machlokes amarayim. And there was an opinion, we talk about Don Paschal like that, but there was an opinion that the Maftar is not oil in the Minyan HaKruim. So why not make a Hoysofer? You're allowed to make Hoysofer on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. So you're allowed to make Hoysofer. So make Hoysofer and satisfy all the opinions. So the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that you're always making Hoysofer. On Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, we always give the Maftar in addition to the five Aliyahs, in addition to the six on Yom Kippur, in addition to the seven. On Shabbos, we give the Maftar. That's really Hoysofer. That's what it says in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, in Chelek Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, so it says, I remember this happened once in the yeshiva, I think it was Shabbos Parshas Vayikra. They were learning Kriyas HaTorah in the dormitory shul. So in the last aliyah, the Gabbai had already told someone he's going to give him after. And the Shvi, they found the mistake in the Sefer Torah, but they finished to the end of the Sedra. They finished the whole Sedra and they realized there's a misspelling, absolute mistake. There was a misspelling in a word, it was the wrong letter, but they had finished the whole Kriyas HaTorah. So the, because when you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, so there are different opinions what you do, so we assume you finish the Aliyah as soon as you can. So if it's within three psukim of a psukha or a stuma, so you can't stop there. So you lay in another pasuk or two. So they lay until they can stop. That was the end of the sedra. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you found a mistake in Shvi on Shabbos, then you don't make a whole tzimis to put back the Sefer Torah and take out another Sefer Torah. You don't take out enough to make a whole tararam to. Because you found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, you don't do the whole tumult if you already finished the whole Sedra. If you found a mistake in the middle, Shlishi Vidi Chamishi, so you put away the Sefer Torah with the mistake and you finished the Kriyas HaTorah with the other Sefer Torah. But if you already finished the whole Parsha Shavua, so you don't take out another Sefer Torah. It's going to take a lot of time to roll up this Sefer Torah, take out another one. So you let the Shvi be the Maftir. So the Gabbai had to tell the fellow whom he had told before, he's going to get maftir. He was preparing the maftir. So he told him, no maftir today, and the Shvi is going to be the maftir. And then the Magen Avraham says, in such a case where the Shvi is the maftir, then you don't say Kaddish after Shvi. Because since the Gemara's Lashon is Hamafta Banovit Tzorch Shikha Batorah, Tchila, the word Tchila means you shouldn't have a Hapsoke between the Kriyas HaTorah and the one who's getting Maftar is going to, you lay the Maftar, then you say the Haftarah. So you shouldn't have a pause in between the kriya of the maftir and the kriya of the haftarah. So if you're going to say kaddish in between, that'll be a hapsoka. That's why in a tiny sibur, where the shlishi is the maftir, the shlishi says the maftir, so we don't say the kaddish. Apparently the old minig perhaps was that they used to say kaddish in between shlishi and the haftarah on a tiny sibur. And I think Rabbi Kiveger writes in one place that he was mevatlet based on this Magen Avraham. Because the Magen Avraham says, in the case where you found a mistake in the last Aliyah and you finished the whole Sedra, so you let the Shvi be the Maftir, so then you shouldn't say the Kaddish. You shouldn't say the Kaddish in between the Shvi Aliyah and Haftar, because you're not supposed to have a Hapsok in between Hamaftar and Arzav Shikba Torah Tchila. Now, in many shuls, all over the country, and many shuls in Eretz Yisrael also, they introduce a new practice that when after they say the Kaddish, and then someone does Hag Ben Glila, and then the fellow's about to prepare to say the Haftarah, so they start saying the Tefillah de Shlom Hamdina, a Tefillah for the Chayalim in Eretz Yisrael. So I thought that's not proper. He's supposed to have... You shouldn't have any. The Magen Avraham says you shouldn't have any hapsoke hamapta banor tzarshik ba'tera tchila. You shouldn't have any pausing over there. You shouldn't have a hapsoke. You should go right away. So Leshik pointed out on Tisha B'Av. So when you say dir shashem b'hi motzo for the haftara, we do like a tiny sibur. So the practice is you don't say kaddish in between shlishi and the haftara. But when you say the special Haftarah for Tisha B'Av, it says it printed in the Seder that you do say Kaddish. So what do you say Kaddish for? That's the exact same thing. So he gave a few suggestions of Terutzim, but bottom line, the Kasha is stronger than the Terutzim. It's a Dechik. Just like it's not right on the Taina Sibur to say the Chatzi Kaddish in between Shlishi and Haftarah, when you say Dusha Hashem B'hi Matzos on Tisha B'Av, when you're laying the other half Torah, one you're laying the issue, and when you're laying the half Torah for Tishba. So when you're laying half Torah for Tishba, also, more correct is you really shouldn't say the Chatzikadis, but it's printed in all the Sidurim. So that's a pedal. Why is there a difference between Kriyas HaTorah Shachris and Kriyas HaTorah Mincha on Tishba? That by one of them you do say Chatzikadis, one of them you don't say Chatzikadis. They should both not have any Chatzikadis. According to this Magen Avraham.
Rabbi, what about Hagva and Glila? Aren't those also Hefsek?
Well, you have no choice. You have to roll up the Sefer Torah.
But you can't put it, you can't wait until after Haftarah is over to do Hagva and Glila?
I don't know, apparently not. Here it says the Maftar shouldn't begin, that's the quoting from the Gemara. The one who has Maftar shouldn't begin saying the Maftar until the Hagban Glila is completed, because we want everybody to pay attention. Where is that? Maftir and Benavi, probably Reish Pei Dalet. Yes, Sivov. Ein HaMaftir, Reish Pei Dalet Sivov, it's HaGemar. Ein HaMaftir, Maftir, it doesn't say, begin to say after Haftarah. Sheyigma HaGrela, Ligma HaSetetar. That says in the Gemara.
That's talking about Hagva Glila. It's talking about regular Glila. Just you have an open sacred Torah, close it.
Right.
It's not talking about doing Hagva, the whole performance that we do today.
I mean, only means the Glila. It does mean tying it up.
I don't think the minhag of doing Hagva after Kriyat Torah is only a few hundred years old.
I don't know. We got to research that. It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah. What is our minig about hoisofis on Yontif? So the minig is we don't make hoisofis. We're machme for the Ran. We don't make hoisofis on Yontif and Yom Kippur. On Shabbos we do, but Yontif shecholiyos b'Shabbos when you give seven aliyahs, we don't allow hoisofis. Why? If you're all like the Ran, so Shabbos is the highest. So on Shabbos, where you give seven aliyahs, You're allowed to make kosofis. So yantam shel chalis b'shabbos, you should be allowed to make kosofis. And at Simchas Torah, the meaning is that the Ramos, the meaning is you make many, many kosofis. So we usually don't allow kosofis on yantiv. We usually machmir for the ran. So the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Mistam, he didn't explain why, he just said, on yantiv shel chalis b'shabbos, you're not learning the parsha sashavua, learning the yantiv dikikriya. So we assume that the yantiv dikikriya doesn't lend itself to kosofis. But if it's Simchas Torah, you're not learning a yantiv dikikriya, you're learning the parsha sashavua, you're learning with Zaysa Bracha. So it's, even though it's yantiv, but you're learning a Shabbos dikikriya, so Shabbos dikikriya does lend itself to kosofis. Why should it depend on the Shabbos dikikriya versus the yantiv dikikriya? That's a good question, but that's what the minig is. Minig is like that. On a day that you take out three Sifrei Torah, so Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, and this diuk is Rav Shlomo Levilna has a Sefer Binyan Shlomo, so he has this diuk also, that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is when you, a day that you have a Shabbos, when you have, let's say, Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to learn three different Sefer Torah, Parsha, Shavua. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, he gives six aliyahs, and you finish the whole Parsha, Shavua. Then you give the next Aliyah, Shvi, you give Rosh Chodesh. Then the last Aliyah, you give Bishal Chanukah. Maftar is Bishal Chanukah. So the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's not proper to give seven Aliyahs in the Parshas HaShavua. Why not? On the day on which you learn from three Sefer Torah, so you should only give six Aliyahs in the Parshas HaShavua. Why? Because then it's going to come out that the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh is going to be a Hosofer. The Kriya of Chanukah is going to be a Hosofer, but it's Maftir. So the Maftir has a Chal Hashem. But the first seven Aliyahs, that's the Zayin Kruim. So if you're going to lay all the seven Aliyahs and the Parshas HaShavua and the first Sefer Torah, then the second Sefer Torah, you're going to lay the Kriya for Rosh Chodesh, but that's going to be a Hosofer. So that's not right. The Takana was that the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh should be one of the Zayin Kruim. Shouldn't be Stam HaSofer. This, just on Pesach, I davened one day in a certain yeshiva, and on Chalamoid Pesach, we learn from two Svarim. The Gemara tells us what you learn each day Pesach, Meshach Tura Kodesh B'Kaspa Pesach B'Madmar Shalach Buchra. The Gemara in the end of Megillah says, every day, each of the eight days of Pesach. Pesach and Torah has 7 days. Midir Rabbanim, because of the Sveika Yom, so you have 8 days. So you have Meshach Torah. Kodesh B'Kaspa is the simen, what you learn. So on Chalamoid, you learn from two Sifrei Torah. Each day you learn from two Sifrei Torah. So on Yantav, you give five aliyahs from the first Sifrei Torah. Then you have the Maftir, is from the second Sefer Torah, about the Musafim. So that's not Medina de Gemara. The Tur quotes, that's a Takonis Hagayin. Medina de Gemara, Yelain on Sukkos, Yelain each day Chalamoid Sukkos, Yelain Medina de Gemara, the Musafim. But on Chalamoid Pesach, Medina de Gemara, Yelain Meshach Tur Kodesh Bekaspa, and the Gaonim instituted that in addition to giving three aliyahs, Kodesh B'Kaspa, Das of the Madbara, in the Gishon, to giving the three aliyahs there, Elaine from another Sefer Torah, the Korbanis, and Parshas Pinchas. So, on a regular Shabbos, when you gave seven aliyahs and you finished the Parshas HaShavua, so we say Chatzi Kaddish, and then we lean over the last Aliyah, because we learned it already before. You already finished the whole unit of Kriyas HaTorah. You're ready for the next unit of Maftir, so you say a Kaddish HaMapsik, a Chatzi Kaddish in between. But on Chalamoid Sukkos, you have to give four Aliyahs. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Chalamoid, you have to give four Aliyahs. So you don't say Chatzi Kaddish in between the first Sefer Torah and the second Sefer Torah. The second, you're giving three aliyahs. Medina Digmar, give all the four aliyahs. No. Kodesh B'Kaspa, Pesel, B'Madma. All the four aliyahs. You don't lay from a second Sefer Torah, the Korbanis, in Parshas Pinchas. That's a Takonis HaGoyinim. That was instituted by the Goyinim. So once the Gaon made the takanas, he only gave three aliyahs in Kodesh Pekaspa Pesel B'Marbera, and the fourth aliyah you didn't finish the Kriyas HaTorah yet. So you're not supposed to say Chatzi Kaddish. So you don't say Chatzi Kaddish till after you lane when the fourth Sefer Torah. So somehow I was davening in Yeshiva, so they made a mistake. They started to say Kaddish. So I had to correct them. You can't say Kaddish there. Here the Shulchan Aruch raises the question, just like the Gaon introduced, here is Resh Pei Gimel. This is a Tosfos and Megillah. Just like the Gaon introduced that we should lay on Chalamoy, on Sukkos, every day of Sukkos. Every day, no. Just like the Gaon made a Takana, that you lay every day of Pesach, a second Sefer Torah. You lay in the Musafim, you didn't even know, you don't lay in the Musafim. The Gaonim introduced it, that's what the Torah quotes, Takanas HaGaonim. So why did they make such a Takanas HaGaonim every Shabbos? You should give seven aliyahs or more in the Parshas HaShavua, and then have another Sefer Torah lay from Parshas Pinchas of Yom HaShabbos, Shnei Chlos V'Nishon HaTmimim. Why did the Gaonim only make a Takana on Pesach? Why didn't they make a Takana every Shabbos? So Tosis gives two answers. Chaba gives one answer, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the other answer. So the Tosfos and Megillah has to answer. The one answer they give is, Aliyah Mashabbos only has two psukim for the whole thing. So you never have an aliyah of less than three psukim. So if there would have been three psukim, there would have been what to lane. So then it would make sense even to lane more than the parsha. But over here, what you're gonna lane? Aliyah Mashabbos Nachvasim Mishan Tmimim Shnei Sharem Sotz Mechol Ba'Hashem Eviniskoy. You're gonna lane the two psukim, then lane some more. So since the whole parsha of Musaf on Shabbos is less than three psukim, doesn't lend itself to a Kriya. So that's why the Gaonim never made a takon in the first place. And Tosfos gives another answer, that the practice is whenever you lane from two svarim, so you always say the haftorah should always be minyana diyoma. So what's minyana diyoma? So usually something in connection with the parsha Hashavua. If this Shabbos we're going to lay in Achrei Mos Kedoshim, so the two minhagim, the Abadran quotes two minhagim. Should you say the Haftarah of Achrei Mos, or should you say whenever you have Mechubarim? Whenever you have Mechubarim, do you say the Haftarah of the first one or the second one? We always say whenever you have two Svarim, the meaning is you always say the Haftarah of the second one. Yeah, but here Achrei Mos Kedoshim, or a Trumat Tzaveh, it's not the first, the second one. It's one long Kriya. It's one long Kriya, so the first Sedra, second Sedra, it's all the same thing. But the Minig, our Minig usually is we say the Haftarah from the second Sedra. And if every Shabbos, the Gaon would have made a Takana, that you have to lane of the Yom HaShabbos, then every single Shabbos we would have a Haftarah speaking about the theme of Shabbos, so it would get very boring. There are over 50 Shabbosim every year. And every single Shabbos is going to say the same Haftarah. How many Haftarahs can there be already from Navi? How many places does the Navi talk about Shabbos? You're going to alternate. Every Shabbos is going to, I don't think there are 50 different places in Navi where they talk about Shabbos. So those are the two answers that Tosfos gave. Why the Gaonim? It's a question, it's not a kash on the Gemara, it's a question on the Gaonim. The Gaonim made a takana on Pesach, the lane, the Musafim, and on Sukkot, it's Medina the Gemara that you lay in the Musafim. But on Pesach, it's only Takanas HaGaonim. So why didn't the Gaonim make a Takana in this case? Every Shabbos one day makes. So they gave the Tosfos gives it two answers. Here in Siv Zayin, in Resh Pei Beis, Siv Zayin, Shulchan Aruch writes a din. This din is sometimes relevant. I remember once we were on vacation in the mountains, and the Gabbai arranged that a young boy is going to learn the Parshas HaShavua. It was probably his bar mitzvah sedra, and he made so many mistakes, it was unbelievable. He killed the whole Parshas HaShavua. So Bekoshi, they kept on correcting him. Bekoshi, each aliyah probably got three psukim. Each aliyah had five, six, seven psukim. He killed a lot of the psukim, and we just couldn't correct them on everything. Each aliyah probably was not a brocha levatola. Probably three out of the five, six, seven psukim that he got were correct, b'di'evet, b'shas ha'tchaglorot, were correct. But we weren't yotzei the Kriya Sotah, that we didn't hear. We got seven aliyahs, but we didn't really hear the whole Parshas HaShavua. So we didn't want to humiliate the boy and the boy's family, so we didn't tell him. But Kavod Abrius is Decha de Rabbanans. So we didn't tell the kid that we're going to. So we walked the town. We were in a bungalow colony near Woodridge. I remember the Gabbai was Rav Noach Goldstein. He was a Rebbe in the yeshiva for many years. He passed away young. So it was a terrible kriyas out there. So we all went to town, which was a 5-minute walk, a 10-minute walk from the bungalow colony. And we took out the Sefer Torah from the... We made up after we're going to bench, after the meal, we're all going to meet in town at 2 o'clock. And we gave one aliyah, that's what it said again, and one aliyah with the bracha before and after, the whole Parshas HaShavua with one aliyah. So that's a din in Shulchan Aruch. If they lained in the morning and they left out one word, or they mispronounced one word, or they left out one pasuk, so you weren't yotze. So there were 7 aliyahs, each aliyah had 3 psukim, so you yotze that takana, but you weren't yotze the takana to hear the whole Parshas HaShavua, because you left out one pasuk, you left out one word. So make one aliyah later, and that one aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim. Here we lay in the whole sedra over again. So you lay in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, you lay in that one pasuk that he made a mistake on, but he left out, and you make sure you have another 2 psukim with it. So you can't have an aliyah of less than 3 psukim, and then you yotze. So here on the din of Shulchan Aruch, some Rav Soloveitchik gets the kasha. I think the Maharsham has the kasha in the Sefer Das Torah on Aruch Chaim. So I think he asked the kasha also, but the laning is not kesidron, because we heard the first 4 aliyahs we heard in shul in the morning, and then in the middle of Chamishi they made a mistake, and then we heard the last couple of aliyahs. So we heard the first part of the kriya and the last part of the kriya in the morning. Then the middle part of the kriya we're going to hear in the afternoon after 2 o'clock. So it's not kesidron, it's out of order. So that's the kasha that they asked. So I saw the Tosis read has on Megillah. So the Mishnah says the name of the parak is Hakorla Mafrela Yotze. You read the Megillah out of order, you're not yotze. So the Mishnah says also Hakori Omid V'Yoshev, that when you lay in the Megillah, you can either lay standing or sitting. And then the Gemara says Masha'eni came by Torah. By Kriyas HaTorah, the Balkari has to stand. So the Tosis Rit says that all of the dinim and the Mishnah by Kriyas HaMegillah, everything is Masha'eni came by Torah. So it says Hakori L'Mafrei L'Yotze is only Mikra Megillah, but by Kriyas HaTorah, if you lay L'Mafrei, you are yotze. Unless you change the whole story. Let's say the word that the pasuk that he left out, you're going to lay in it later, so you change the whole version of the story because the pasuk is out of order. But if you're not changing the story, just that you're laying a little bit out of order, so by Kriyas HaTorah it is acceptable. Just by Mikra Megillah, you're not yotze if it's out of order. Okay, we're Belinetta. Next week we'll have to continue. We didn't finish Resh Pei Beis. This is an important siman. Resh Pei Beis is Hilchot. You have to learn together with Hilchot's Kriyas HaTorah and the first Chela. Let me just say a word on Parsha Zachary Mois. Rav Soloveitchik used to speak every year for the Histadus Rabbanim in Aseres Yemei Teshuva. So he used to give a lot of drushes and a lot of shiurim on the Tfilas on Yom Kippur. One of the comments that he made on the pasuk in the beginning of Achrei Mois, you have up the first 3 aliyahs till the end of Shlishi, are all about the Avodas Yom Kippur. So towards the end of Shlishi, the pasuk reads, Ki b'yom hazeh yechav parech mitarech mikol chatzuseichem b'fnei Hashem titoru. So the Rav Soloveitchik said, how do you translate Ki Bayoim Hazeh? Here it's chapter Tez Zayin Pasuk Lamed. Ki Bayoim Hazeh Yechav Alechem. So we usually translate, because on this day, on the day of Yom HaKippurim, Bayoim Hazeh Yechav, God will forgive us all of our errors. So Rav Soloveitchik said he thinks that this is a Beis Hakeli. It's not on the day of Yom Kippur Hashem will forgive us. With the power of Yom Kippur, he said, Ani kosei be'eit. I am writing with a pen. So, b'yayim hazeh yechap alecha means, with the using the itzuma shel yayim, this will bring the kapora. You shouldn't think that the kapora only comes with the hakrobas hakrobonas. If it's man she'in, beis hamikdash kaim, there's no kapora. So, there's no ki b'yayim hazeh. The etzem itzuma shel yayim, yabim hachaper. And how does that work? How does it say Moshe Yom HaChaper? The Rav Soloveitchik thought that what it means is like this. We have a minig that we blow shofar when Yom Kippur is over. What is that all about? So Tosis in different places has three different suggestions. What is it all about? So one suggestion they give is that in Yom Kippur shel Yovel is a din. Avata shofar trubu chalatzachem chodesh shvib esal achodesh. And Yom Kippur shel Yovel you have to blow shofar. So Tosis says we have lost track. When is supposed to be Shnas HaYovel? We haven't really lost track. We follow the Shitas HaGoinim that you just count 777 Le'olam Void. The Rambam thinks that the Goinim are not right. The Rambam thinks you should count 50-50-50. And even though we don't observe Yovel, because you don't have Kol Yoshvero Aleho, the Pasuk says across the Drug Boards, L'chol Yoshvero. Thou should proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. That's the Pasuk that's on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. Liberty Bell was commissioned by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania to be made in Europe, to be brought to America, to represent freedom. So they wanted that Pasuk, just like the Avodim, the Hevet Ivri, goes free on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, even before Sheish, whichever comes first, the Yotze B'Sheish or Yotze B'Yovel. So too in America, there's freedom of religion and freedom. Sure. So you only have to observe Yom Kippur if it's Kol Yoshvel Lev. So today we don't have Kol Yoshvero Aleha, so we don't observe Yovel. So the Rambam thinks towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, when there was the beginning of the Golus of some of the Shvatim, so the Gemara says Yovel was not observed, but the Bezin still counted the Yovel as a blank year to push you up the next Shemitah. You don't count 777 Yom Kippur, count 50-50-50. So even if you're not going to observe Yovel because you're lacking Kol Yoshvero Aleha, but you count the year as a blank year to push off the next Shemitah. And the Rambam gives in to the Goyim. The Rambam says the Goyim lived in Eretz Yisrael, and this is what they practice, this is what they observed. So he gives in. A lot of times the Rambam disagrees with the Goyim, but on this he says no. He says the Masorah in the tradition is an Iker Gadol, it being kaveh what the din is, and since the Goyim lived in Eretz Yisrael, And they didn't push off the Shemitah. They didn't count Yovel as a blank year. And then the Ravid over there is Masigan the Rambam. He says, no, you should pass him like the Rambam. You shouldn't pass him like the Goyim. Rav Soloveitchik said, to the best of his recollection, this is the only place where there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, you should not pass him like the Rambam. And the Ravid is Masig. You should pass him like the Rambam. The Ravid thinks you should follow the Rambam to count Yovel as a blank year. But we don't. We don't count. We say, and all the calendars, it says, this year Tavshin Pei Aleph is Erev Shemitah, next year Tavshin Pei Beis is going to be Shnas HaShemitah, Lefi Das HaGa'onim. That's Das HaGa'onim, that you don't count Yovel as a blank year, you just go 7777 Yovel Void. So that's a discretion, there are some Echaz, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has, and the Rambam. Why is it different? The Gemara says at the end of the Bais Rishon period, they counted the Yovel as a blank year to push off Manu Yovelus L'Kadosh Mitin. They counted Yovel as a blank year, even though they didn't observe any of the mitzvahs of Yovel, because it was lacking Kol Yoshvero Aleha, but they counted Yovel as a blank year to push off the next Shemitah. So why don't we do the same now? So Rav Chaim has a pshat, Alpi Nigla, and the Ursameach, Meshach Chochma has a pshat, Alpi Kabbalah, whatever. So the Tosfos writes, what opinion, that we blow shofar from it. So Yom Kippur, we're not sure which year is Yovel, or Zechel Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. So we blow. So if you're blowing Zechel Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, so you shouldn't blow Tkiyah Gedolah. You should blow Tkiyah Shram Chua Tkiyah. That's Rav Soloveitchik had the practice. You blow Tashrat and Metzoy Yom Kippur. So that's one opinion of Tosfos, that Tkiyah Shofar Metzoy Yom Kippur is because either Zechel Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, we're misupit. Maybe every year is Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. So that's why you blow Shofar. Then Tosfos in another place, there's a Tosfos in Shabbos, a Tosfos in Megillah, different places. So another Tosfos says, no, you blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur Shal Yovel to notify the people they should run home and they should prepare a meal because there's a mitzvah to eat on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Lecha chol b'simcha lachmecha, ki rotz elikim es masecha. We assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has accepted all of our prayers and has forgiven all of our avers. That's the other pshat that Tosfos has. We blow shofar to announce everyone should go home and eat because Yom Kippur is over, so you're allowed to cook. Everyone should go home and eat a meal. And the third explanation is that after Maimon Hasidim was all over, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no one's allowed to go on Hasidim. When they hear the blowing of the shofar, when they hear the blasting of the kol shofar, this will be an indication of Siluk Shechina. The Shechina is no longer there in Harsina. So once there's no longer the Shechina, so everyone's allowed to climb up on Harsina. So on Yom Kippur, we assume that there's a special Hashras Hashechina, more so than all year long. So that's what it means. And that's why we blow shofar when the Shechina goes away. So Beit, you got a suggestion. There's a big question. Why do we have Hatoras Nedarim? Why do you say Kol Nidre on Erev Yom Kippur? So there are different opinions and cases what Kol Nidre is all about. So the old Nusach was it's Hatoras Nedarim. And all the Nedarim that we took, Yom Kippurim Sha'avra, Yom Kippurim Azeh. It's Hatoras Nedarim. So you need three people. And not all the Nedarim are relevant for Yom Kippur. So you have to finish the first time you say Kol Nidre before the Shkia. Because you're not allowed to be Matan Neder on Shabbos Yantam unless the Neder, unless Hatoras HaNeder is with Tzorach Yom Kippur. So we do the first time Kol Nidre and finish Mibod Yom. The other opinion in Tosis, the Rabbi Natam changed the Nusach based on the Gemara Nedarim and the second Derek, that it's not a Hatoras Nedarim for the Nedarim that we took in the course of the past year, Yom Kippurim Shavat, Yom Kippurim Azeh, but rather it's a Mesiris Meidor. We're making a declaration that any Nedarim that will take in the course of the upcoming year, Yom Kippurim Zeh, Ad Yom Kippurim Habo Aleinu L'Tavil, till next Yom Kippur, all the Nedarim we take should be null and void, based on a Gemara in Nedarim and Chavbeis or something, that if a person gets up in the beginning of the year, Bereshata, they said, doesn't necessarily have to mean Rosh Hashanah, means the beginning of the year. Yom Kippur is also the beginning of the year. The person makes a declaration, is Moisa Maidor, that any Nedar I take should be null and void. So it prevents all of the Nedarim from setting in. So if you should assume that, then you don't need a Bezna of three. But the Bezna of three was instituted, you need the Chazam of two people to say Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. So the Bezna of three was instituted according to the old meaning that it's a Hataras Nedarim. So Rav Soloveitchik said, so why do you start off Yom Kippur with a Hataras Nedarim? So the different explanations, very interesting. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that whenever you have a bezin, we assume a key nitzah about askel. The Shechina will always be there to help out the bezin that they shouldn't make a mistake. And not only a bezin where they have to work hard to figure out the psak, even a bezin of Hataras Nedarim doesn't work so hard. Also, we assume a key nitzah about askel. So if you want to be moisif, mechayel al hakodesh, you want to make Tosefes Yom Kippurim, the Rambam doesn't hold from Tosefes Shabbos to Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The only Tosefes he quotes l'aloch is Tosefes Yom Kippurim. So if you want to make the sefes, how can you bring the Shechina down? The uniqueness of Yom Kippur is that there's a special, deeper degree of Ashuas HaShechina. So how can you bring the Shechina down? So he said, make a Din Torah, a Lekim Nitzah Badaskel. But if you're going to have a Din Torah, you're going to be screaming at each other, you're a liar, you're going to bring Edom, it's going to be a messy thing. So have a Din Torah of a Hataras Nedarim, where no one's screaming. It's not Ben Adam HaChaveirim. So that he suggested maybe the idea of kicking off Yom Kippur with a Hataras Nedarim is to force the Shechina to come, because we know whenever there's a Moshe Bezin, a legitimate Bezin, so the king needs about that scale. And what does that accomplish? That he thought that's the, he said over from the Bnei Yisoschar, that by the Hasidim, they don't call it Yom Kippur, they call it the Yom HaKodesh. Why don't they pronounce the name Yom Kippur? So just like you're not allowed to pronounce the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, so we treat it as if Yom Kippur, as if there were a Hashuas HaShechina of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So we don't even refer to the name of Yom Kippur. Just like we don't say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't say the name of Yom Kippur. But the uniqueness of Yom Kippur is that there's a special Hashuas HaShechina. And that's what it means, ki b'yoyim hazeh, the Beis HaKeli, with the use of the Hashuas HaShechina on Yom Kippur, Yechaper Aleichem, that's how Hashem forgives the sins. Why? So the Bnei Yisrael gives a Moshe L'mad Avedem, if you have clothing that's dirty. So there's a stain in the beggar, so you soak it in water with detergent, and then you rub. So if you rub long enough, so you rub out the stain on the garment. So if the Neshama, if a person did Averis, and there's a stain on his soul, and he rubs up against the Shechina, there's a deeper degree of Hashuas HaShechina on Yom Kippur than all year long. So when the neshama rubs up against the Shechina, that's what it means. Ki bayayim hazeh yechaper aleichem. Bayayim hazeh, bayayim does mean on this day, with this day, when the neshama rubs up against the Shechina. How do you translate l'taher eschem? Ki bayayim hazeh yechaper aleichem l'taher eschem. So Rachid pointed out that in the end of Aichulu, how does the pasuk read? Kivo shavas mikom malach tar shabora lekim la'asos. How do you translate la'asos? So the Ibn Ezra says Hakadosh Baruch Hu planted all the trees la'asos, that they should make peiros. He planted all the vegetables, and they're going to make peiros in the future. La'asos. And others learn pshat that in biblical Hebrew, that's the when you write Hashabar Lakim La'asos, Hashabar Lakim V'osa. Even though you wrote La'asos, that's what it means. V'osa. So here also, Ki v'yam hazeh yechaper aleichem, in the future, yechaper aleichem. L'taher means V'taher. Just like there, it means Hashabar Lakim La'asos, Hashabar Lakim V'osa. So to over here, it means yechaper aleichem. L'taher means V'taher eschem. He said, in biblical Hebrew, a lot of times that's the way the grammatical construction is. You put a lamed, it's called the infinity, I think. You put infinity, but it doesn't really mean lasos. It means viyase, or viyatahir. This is one of the pshatim that he used to say over a few times in the drushes on Saracen mentioned. Okay, so believe that, and next week we will continue. We have to, we left that a little bit more in Reish Pei Beis. Good.
What about and the Mishnah Berachs that you make for the person who is maftir is not considered a hefsek?
All the Mishnah Berachs are a big problem. Why we say any Mishnah Berachs? More correct, you should say one big Mishnah Berach after all the whole Kriyas HaTorah. I don't know. Mishnah Berachs is always a problem.
Mishaberach for the maftir after the haftarah.
That's what I was asking.
Which would solve the problem.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, also, so the same after the haftarah, yeah?
Yeah. Also, the Sfardim, say Kaddish on Yom Tov when there's a second Sefer Torah. They say another Kaddish after the second Sefer Torah before saying the Haftarah. So they just don't tell from the Magen Avraham.
Okay.
But we don't do any Mishnah Berachs at that point. We run right into the Haftarah. We hold like the Magen Avraham. Everything is always...
But he said they say a Chatzi Kaddish.
Sometimes, on a regular week, they say Chatzi Kaddish before Maftir.
The Mashlim says a Chatzi Kaddish after Shvi,
right,
or whatever, and the Maftir says a Chatzi Kaddish before the Haftarah.
Before the Haftarah.
Right, wow. because it's a different Sefer Torah. Right, you have two Sefer Torah.
Not on a regular Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, or any time when there's a special Kriya for the Maftir, they say a Kaddish on that Sefer Torah as well.
So that's against the Magen
Avraham. That's against the Magen Avraham. There were fish in the Minhagim.
Yeah. Now, because of the COVID, so a couple of months ago, so a lot of shuls, they didn't want to get different people get aliyahs. Someone may transmit the sickness to another person. So a lot of shuls still have it like that. The Balkar gets all the seven aliyahs. So he gets all the seven aliyahs. So you're going to give him a Haisafa also? The whole idea of making yourself is want to share the wealth. Not only do you want to get 6-7 people get aliyahs, you want to have 10 people, you want to have 15 people. But the Balkar is getting all the 7 aliyahs, they give him 8 aliyahs. It doesn't make sense. So you don't make a separate aliyah for Maftir. If the Balkar is getting all the aliyahs, he should get Shvi, and then the Shvi should be the Maftir. So then if the Shvi is the Maftir, then you should only say the Kaddish according to the Magen Avraham. After you finish the Birchas Haftarah, at the end of everything, you shouldn't say the Kaddish in between the Aliyah of Shvi and the Haftarah. That's exactly what the Magen Avraham said in that case. So a lot of the shuls, that's the practice, that's what they still do. Okay. Is there important dinner again or not?
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, Shkaya.
You should be healthy.
Culture.
Thank you, Mr. Collins.
Thank you.